Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Eric Remmer, who is the CEO and founder of PaySimple. Hi, Eric. Thanks for joining me today.
How are you doing, Karen? It is great to connect.
It's really great to talk to you, too. I can't believe that PaySimple has been in the business of helping small businesses now for about 8 years, and we were reminiscing. We've known each other since PaySimple was about 6 months old, and I'd just love to get your perspective on the things that you have seen evolve and change in the small business e-billing and payment space over that period of time.
You know, the biggest thing we've seen more than anything over the last 8 years is really an awareness. You know, the awareness for small business, specifically in the service sector, which we focus most of our energy on, is the awareness that there are solutions out there that are going to help them run their businesses more effectively. The core hasn't changed. You know, small business owners don't spark their businesses to collect payments or manage customers more effectively, but they start their businesses to bring a passion to their communities. And what they've realized more and more recently is there are great solutions that are easier to use and are cost-effective and allows them to have more time, more energy to focus on their passions and not manage customers or collect payments. And so we're seeing a big uptick in that conversion of those kind of small business that historically were not using any type of digital, payment or digital type of commerce, that were using paper-based products and services that are now coming over to more of a SaaS-based software solutions.
So just to give everyone kind of the level set of what PaySimple does, why don't you give us the elevator pitch about what PaySimple really does, the problems it solves for small business, and how you actually go about doing that?
You know, at the core of PaySimple, you know, we've created a platform that allows small businesses, you know, to bill, collect, manage the payments and their customers all in a very easy-to-use solution. The way I kind of say it is, you know, any way that, you know, you and I would, you know, pay Comcast so they can get the information that who you are and collect the payments, whether that was one-time invoicing, recurring billing, one-time, you know, web payment form or face-to-face, we give that same tool to a small business in a SaaS-based solution to collect payments and manage customers.
So my curiosity is I think, twofold. You talked about there's an awareness now 8 years later that there are tools and services to help small businesses solve these problems. Is it any easier to get them to actually say yes?
Yeah, it's a great question. And what we've seen more and more, and it really hasn't changed, that convincing a small business to switch a process that technically isn't broken has never actually been an easy thing to do. I wouldn't say we were any better at it today than we were 8 years ago. What's actually shifted is the quantity of small businesses that are seeking solutions. So that, call it low-hanging fruit, part of that tree continues to grow. And those small businesses that are seeking solutions, that part of the marketplace has grown exponentially. And that's what we're seeing our biggest shift is. It is extremely difficult to convince a small business who wasn't seeking a solution to change the processes. But when they see when they become more aware that more and more things are out there that allow them to make their lives easier and their businesses more efficient, they're coming to us more at a more rapid pace.
So is the biggest pain point that these businesses want to solve, you talk about doing business, making it easier, is it really about cash flow or is it about doing other things that relate to the management of the business?
So there's a real interesting study that we just saw. It was two independent studies. One was by Demand Insights and one was by American Express. On the Demand Insights, 58% of small businesses want to improve customer information management. They want to manage customers more effectively. About 50% still have cash flow concerns, meaning collecting payments on a monthly basis is a struggle for them. And of that, not just of that group, of all small businesses, 70% of them are going to be using SaaS solutions to solve some of their core problems. So we're seeing the kind of confluence and the connection between managing customers and accepting payments as one of the key kind of pain points that they're having. Just accepting payments, you know, small businesses don't think based on transactions. They think based on customers. And one of the core things that PaySimple has always done, our entire platform, our entire system, is a customer-centric system. So with kind of the kind of stats that just shared with you, and we're seeing that in the marketplace, we feel we're really well positioned to take advantage of both the transaction cash flow concerns as well as that customer management issues that they're having.
So Eric, I want to kind of get specific about the customers that your customers are serving and some of the differences between a business that may be trying to get paid from a consumer and a business that may be trying to collect from another business. Give us a sense of how that kind of breaks down across your customer base.
In our base, it's around 70-30, where we have businesses collecting from consumers, 70%, about 30% are B2B. And the biggest challenge in the B2B space is if their business customers are extremely large, they're going to demand their own terms, their own payments, and won't be utilizing your core system. So, you know, we've seen it's really been consistent over the years, that 70-30 split, give or take. And, you know, obviously it really depends on industry. You know, your service-based daycare centers are dealing with consumers, and your web hosting companies are dealing with businesses. So it's industry-specific, and we haven't seen a major shift one way or the other in terms of that balance shifting, you know, much either way.
Gotcha. Now, I think you're right. It does depend on who the other business is, because those larger businesses will probably have their own way of wanting to pay and be paid. Question about mobile. I mean, obviously, mobile is the big catalyst for change in so many dimensions of payment. How has that impacted the awareness, needs, and requirements of the small businesses that you're serving?
And what we've seen, you know, small businesses, and again, I'll specifically talk about the service-based business, which is a little bit less than the kind of retail point-of-sale guy, they're a little bit slow to adopt in general. They're not first movers in the marketplace. But when they do adopt, they begin adopting in mass basis. They start coming strong. And what we're seeing more than anything on the mobile side is utilization of tablets. More so than just the iPhone or Android type platform on a mobile phone. And the reason for that is, again, on the service side, it's not just about taking a transaction from a dongle. It's about having information about your customer. So the tablet allows them to get a little bit more space and information. And we're seeing a big uptick of utilizations of our core services via tablets versus the web, much more so than a phone-based mobile application. We have that as well, but utilization on tablet is significantly higher than a phone mobile apparatus.
Yeah, no, it makes sense, especially given your point about wanting to really get better information about the customer. So that leads me to, I guess, my last question, and that is the portfolio of solutions that these small businesses are looking for. And it's clear that payment is sort of one thing, and being able to bill and collect is certainly important, but not the only thing. You mentioned customer information. Are there any other adjacencies that you see the small business owner really wanting to have as part of an easy-to-access SaaS-based solution that you're also thinking about or perhaps ready to roll out?
You know, there are, and it's interesting. I'll see a lot of a bigger picture answer to that. If you provide a small business owner more tools, you actually make their life more complicated. If you provide them a solution that interacts and makes these tools seamless to, you know, talk to each other, you make their lives easier and the business more efficient. And one of the things that we're seeing quite a bit, which I actually think will be ubiquitous 5 years from now, is online scheduling and appointments for service-based businesses. And whether you are, you know, a professional service, one-man band, you know, psychologist or physical therapist, or, you know, you're a plumber, the amount of vendors that you still have to pick up the phone, you know, call the back office, leave a voicemail, try to get scheduling, versus us as consumers, it's fantastic we can go online, whether that's our plumber or physical therapist, whatever that would be, and be able to schedule that online. And it not only helps the consumers, clearly, it helps the service provider as well, where they no longer have to be answering the phone scheduling. And that feeds directly into payments, because once that schedule is set up, and once you're kind of connected with their back-end infrastructure, well, then payments to make that appointment official once that's actually done it becomes the next obvious step. So that is a product that we'll be launching in Q4 as a complement to both our kind of core customer management and all of our payment-related products and services that we integrate into their solution.
Well, I love what you said. More tools actually can make the life of the small business owner more complicated. I think we forget that, and it's just like, you know, anything else. The more things you throw at any one person, the more risk there is that they'll just sort of shut down, eyes glaze over, and nothing gets done. So how do you discipline yourselves and your team to make sure that what you're doing doesn't complicate that small business owner's life?
You know, it's our greatest challenge, Karen. It really is. You know, we see all the opportunity to make these our business owners and our customers, you know, lives better and easier. But if you don't do it in a way, to your point, that is easy to use and simple, you're missing the point. And so we are very selective in terms of rolling out new products, and we're very thoughtful of how those products actually integrate seamlessly with other existing products that we have. So they can use them independently, they can use them a la carte, they can use them all together. But more importantly, let's give them what they need when they need it versus forcing them to use a, you know, very robust, difficult-to-use solution. So it's that very thin line of making things work together really well, but also making them work together independently. And I will say, you know, we've looked at a lot of different offerings over the time of what makes the most sense into our core system. And we've had to hold back and make sure that we were giving them what they need, not what we wanted to give them, but more importantly, what they were asking for.
So it sounds like you're living up to your name, Pay Simple. Keep it simple.
We try. You know, we ran a recent survey, and, you know, we think both the biggest challenge, you asked a question earlier about, what's happening and what's changed and why are more small businesses out looking for solutions. You know, the biggest opportunity and the biggest challenge these guys have is physical time and resources. So if you don't make it incredibly simple to get on board and incredibly simple to actually use your product, you've lost them. Whether you have one tool or 10 tools, you've got to make it easy. And, you know, recent surveys we've, you know, rated on our customers, over 90% said it was incredibly easy to get started, and, you know, 93% said the service, once you get started, is actually fantastic. So it's important to us that we maintain a level of service and help that small business get over that hump from, you know, paper-based methods to kind of, you know, online, SaaS-based, digital paid methods, because we know it's going to make their life easier. But it's the onus is on us to make that process so simple, so easy, and allowing them not to spend the time and resources they thought they needed to actually make that transition.
Boy, it's the truth that the hardest thing to do is to make something simple. But it sounds like you are really disciplining your team and the firm to do exactly that, and listening to the customer and the small business owner and giving them what they need to keep their lives as simple as the platform that you are enabling them to take advantage of that helps their businesses run better. Thanks, Eric, for taking a few minutes to give us the update on what you've done. Thanks very much.
It was great connecting, Karen. Thank you.
Okay, guys.